My name is Jan, and I'm going to tell you a story from my childhood or from my past. And it starts with my parents breaking up when I was 5, and we used to live in Niedersachsen, which is northern Germany, on the countryside. And my grandparents and that family, they were farmers and had a big farm and land, and we used to grow up there. So when my parents divorced, my mom left with us that scenery, that place, our complete past there, and moved somewhere to the west into the coal area. And we kind of moved from town to town for a couple of years, eventually settling there in a small old mining town, and just kept on living, kind of forgetting about that past and that very early childhood, till one day, and that time new things on the internet occurred, such as SchülerVZ and StudiVZ. You can imagine that as an early version of Facebook, but more local, more linked to schools, so that you can find other school kids, pupils or students in your area and connect with them. So that platform was something we used at that time. I was around 17. And one day a message popped up in my post box. And it was a guy called Marcel Spiller. And I could not really give the first name, the place, but I recognized the last name, Spiller, as my family name. And it showed to be one of our cousins who said it was super hard to find out about where we're living, where we moved, because my mom would not tell that part of the family anything, and we did not have any contact to any relatives from that family side, from my dad's side. So he started his own investigation, and he used SchülerVZ as his tool to search for us. And he eventually found us, saying, hey guys, this is Marcel. Maybe you don't know, but I'm your cousin. He's exactly one day younger than I am. And there are family photos, actually, of the two of us at that farm, you know, sitting in the garden and everything. So he said, I'm your cousin, and you know our grandma, she's turning 80. Do you want to surprise her and come over for her 80th birthday? And that was the message he left. So my sister and I decided to go there. And that was, 13 years after we've seen her for the last time. Our granddad has passed away in the meanwhile. And she did not expect us to come. She was just celebrating her birthday, as she did every year. And she kept on thinking about the two lost grandkids. You know, there were photos of us in her house and everything that showed after. Anyways, we went there, and there was a big banquet, like, you know, she was celebrating it big style with all her old friends and grandparent friends and the whole family. And we went into that, was it like a village style restaurant with a dancing ballsaal thing. And she was sitting there in the middle. It was like U-shaped, and she was the, you know, head of the party and head of the family, sitting in the middle of that scenery. And we came in, and she was just like having this big eyes, recognizing us immediately, and getting like all shaky, and, you know, seeing her grandchildren after such a long time for the very first time again. That was a really intense emotional moment. And she had that was the first thing I remember. She has this very weird way to pronounce our names. We're called Jan and Jente, and she was like Jan, Jente, expressing how like blessed she felt to see us again. And it was really weird because, or beautifully weird, because we felt part of the family from that very moment on, and that never changed ever since. You know, there was no big time like catching up. What did you do for the past 13 years? It was just like on a feeling, emotional level. Okay, you're finally here again. And yeah, that was kind of the story of our families reuniting again. Also very opposed to my step-grandparents, like the parents of my stepdad, who kind of brought us up for those 13 years in between, or at least were our great-grandparents to reference to. But when they both died, we cleared their house, and there were photos of all the grandkids and cousins and everything, but there was literally not a single picture of my sister and me. And my like real grandma, she kept those pictures from of us being childs with all the others for those entire 13 years, and added some new ones because she always rented a studio upstairs, like one of her rooms to a photographer in her old house, and he had to come downstairs and take a new family photo of her and us. And that's kind of the memory that I have of re-encountering our grandma via SchülerVZ. Yeah.